you guys just talk about how good it feels to get that first win under your belt?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, for me, being a freshman, just get that first BU win, definitely a great accomplishment of ours. And just definitely been a dream of mine to get a Division I win. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a freshman anymore, but it still feels the same for me.
Yeah.
First win of the season. First of many.
Yeah,
we're going to build from it.
Kai, just talk to me about that 8-0 run that seemingly like shifted the game for your whole team. Just what was going around? What was clicking there for you in that small time?
I mean, just trusting in my ability, playing within the offense, staying confident. I think that helped me to just kind of propel and get into a good stretch where it could help my team.
Asmar, 17 minutes for you. Yep. You know, a high so far. How much confidence does it give you when you get those extended minutes, and how can you, you know, gain comfort throughout the game?
Yeah, for sure. I know we had some guys in foul trouble, so I know when my name was called, I had to step up and just be there for my team. And any minutes I get, I'm going to make the most of it. So, but just being there for my team is a big thing for us.
Asmar, talk to me about that chase down block at the very end. How was it?
Yeah. I was definitely hyped about that. The ref actually told me not to stand over the dude like that, but it was definitely a hype, definitely an exciting moment. So.
Yeah. Kai, 21 points for you, 7-12. You know, what was clicking for you offensively, and just how comfortable were you with your shot today?
I mean, I just got in the zone, to be honest. Started off, I missed the first few. Just stick with it. You see one go in, and from there, like, it just flowed. Played, it was natural. And I just, you know, put the ball in the hoop.
Asmar, for you, you had a very efficient 3-for-4 shooting night. You got it done every which way it seemed. Like, you know, you had 2 free throws. You had that pull-up 3. In the second half, you had that nice up and under to finish on 2 defenders. Just talk to me about the versatility of your game.
Yeah, like Kai said, just you got to trust your work. And just, you know, the time you put in before practice, like after practice, late nights in the gym, you know, the work that you put in is going to translate to the game. So just sticking to that was definitely a big thing for me.
I also don't know if you knew this, but you were second in the team today with 6 rebounds.
Okay.
How do you feel about that?
Big guard.
Russell Westbrook game today. But, yeah, being my size, I got to bring something else to the team. If my shot's not falling, if I'm not getting my teammates involved, I got to do another thing, and rebounding was the thing for me.
Yeah, and speaking of rebounds, Kai, you're first on the team with 9. You know,
one shy.
Yeah. Were you aware of that? Did you want that double double? And then just, you know, how much pride do you put into, you know, getting those boards and helping out
in other ways? I actually wasn't aware until I came out the last time. It's just kind of unfortunate because I kind of knew I wasn't going back in. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it's just who we are. I mean, our guards coming out there and like playing with toughness, just attacking the glass. I mean, it's one of our principles on one, our key on like what we want to do. So just to go in there and help the bigs rebound, gang rebound, it's good for the team.
Yeah, you guys have 42 points in the paint today. I mean, as guards, how do you kind of look at that phase of the game when you know you have a size advantage over the other team? So how does that kind of impact like your way of playing?
Yeah, I mean, we came into the game knowing like we wanted to like attack them in the paint. Obviously, we have a few big guys. Malcolm is big and strong. BD's, he had inches over all of them. So I think just staying kind of like being true to who we are, we knew like coming out of the game plan, we wanted to attack the paint. So that's what we did. Try to get in the paint and make plays for others.
Yeah, and then, you know, what can you guys just say about your defensive performance? You guys have been a strong defensive team since that, you know, after that first game against Northeastern, you guys have put together some strong defensive performances. What kind of changed from that first game, and how have you been able to work together as a team?
Yeah, I feel like we were just more connected. Like, everything was just, like, on a string. So we knew if we had to help guys, we had to be there and have their back. And just having your teammates' back is a big thing.
Yeah, I think another thing is probably more, like, focus and attention to detail. I think coming onto the Northeastern game, we were playing with a lot of emotion and not necessarily kind of paying close attention to detail on what we wanted to do. And I think we've attacked that in practice, just understanding what we're willing to give up and what we want to stop. So I think just really more attention to detail, being focused, as you said, being more connected as a group kind of helped us to like trend in the right direction.
Yeah.
I was gonna say you guys were up 34-21 at the half, and whereas in other games maybe that, you know, that lead kind of starts to slip away, you guys managed to, you know, pad onto it and grab the second half 44-29. Are you guys starting to see some maturity? I know it's still early days, like it's only the fourth game of the season. Are you guys starting to see some maturity with the group in terms of, you know, maintaining a lead?
Yeah, I mean, definitely a more experienced group than last year. I was still trying to be better, like, coming out of the half at first 3-4 minutes, coming out of the half. But putting two halves together, definitely the goal of us, and just in order to come out and, you know, put two strong halves together in order to win the game.
Yeah, for me, it's new, just playing two halves. In high school, I played four quarters, so it's definitely different. It's something I have to get used to, but just putting together two halves is going to be huge for us going down the line.
Yeah.
And then just, Asmar, for you, you know, last year is a really new team. This year, you're one of the only, you know, new faces to the team. What is it like coming into a team that has all these returning guys, and, right, and where do you try to make your mark?
Yeah, no, we have great vets. I look up to a lot of these guys, just off the court, on the court, just anything that I need help with, I can come to them for that, and it's good to have those vets on the team.
What are some of the key takeaways you guys have from today's game that you're going to be looking to implement the next game and, you know, starting to build off this one win?
Yeah, I think just staying connected, understanding that it's only one game, being a strong defensive team and allowing that to kind of give us momentum on offense, to be able to play within the flow of offense and just hit shots, get inside the paint, make plays for others. So I think overall just kind of like staying true to our principles, out toughing the other team, and just finding a way to get the job done, to be honest, game by game.
Yeah, that's all I got. Thank you guys. Really appreciate it.
Congrats on the win again.
Thank you.
Cool.
Yeah, you do the same.
Thank you.